Down!
Number one sports betting show coming out of Pat McAfee Corporate Thunder Room. I am Tone Diggs.
At a baby Tony.
That right there is Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian station. He's a bearded wonder. Why?
Hey, Tony.
Brucey Bruce.
It was cold as ice. Willing to sacrifice all love. Ladies and gentlemen, Nikki Skates and Rupper.
Yeah. We do have the distinguished pleasure of having two hockey talks. Three hockey talks. In the building today. Rupper, thanks for coming in.
No, I appreciate it, man. It's good to be on here.
Normally, we have Nick coming every day to talk about hockey and give us picks, and sometimes they stink and sometimes they're good.
That's true. That's a very accurate assessment. Mostly this year they've stunk, but better, a little bit better in the playoffs.
And you have stunk this
playoffs. I've stunk. So I was going to say, I don't even need to know your numbers. You're better than me.
We'll see.
What did you say? Last year you were undefeated, though?
So last year in round one, you had 4 in the East, 4 in the West. I went 8-for-8. It was unbelievable. I was like, oh, I got this. Like, playoff hockey's predictable. I know, yeah. All the little things, whatever. In the regular season this year, I was cooking at like a 7-10 percentage. Good. Playoff start. Fucking shit.
It's like, been tough.
0-for-4 in the East. I got 3-for-4 in the West, so that at least saved me a little.
All right. That's not bad. Well, the Bees, that happened. Who'd you had Go Bolts, didn't you?
I did.
Go Bolts.
I did. I took some upsets too. I took Islanders over Canes.
Yeah, you took some chances. You also had a rematch of last year's Stanley Cup final.
Yes.
As this year, you had Colorado taking on. That's at least what you gave on Hockey Talk. I don't know what you gave on the network.
Do you not respect 20,000 screaming Caniacs?
Brother.
I don't know, man. I didn't take a lot of things into account.
Devils are coming out of the East now.
Yeah.
They were flying last night.
Maybe the Leafs.
Nope.
Oh, Leafs go, baby. Yeah, I
mean, the road is paved. Like, doesn't it feel like the hockey gods are doing a favor to the Leafs? They finally get out of that first round with 18 years. And
Boston blows a 3-1 lead.
Every dominant team got taken behind the woodshed. I mean,
they're a $1.80 favorite tonight against the Panthers, which is a pretty sizable favorite.
Yeah, Leafs, just for sure the Leafs tonight. And they for sure win.
Hold on.
For sure the Leafs tonight. I wouldn't put your feet up. I wouldn't even watch it. It's for sure the Leafs.
Well, hold on. In your experience, you've played in Game 7s, correct?
Yes.
The carryover from a Game 7, is there a letdown Game 1 coming?
I actually think it's an advantage.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Gumps, how long has Dallas been off?
Because
they finished.
We closed
six.
Out.
Okay,
closed
so
out Friday night.
So both games tonight are game set coming off.
Game seven. Yeah. Off okay. Seven. Yeah. You're talking about the other one too.
Both lines are the same, pretty much. So.
So, but both series. So Tampa, Toronto went 6. Dallas, Minnesota went 6. So they actually haven't had that long off. So that'll help them because a lot of times you see that, right? You see that in basketball and stuff. Where you get 6 days off, and the other team rolls right from 7 to the next series. That's an advantage for the 7 team. Yeah. Game 7. Maybe it's not that much, but I don't. I think it's good rolling for. I think maybe in the conference finals or Stanley Cup finals, like 7 games will catch up with you. Right now, I mean, you're running on adrenaline, like you're cooking right now, and coming off of just playing, I think it's an advantage.
Panthers sticking with Bob tonight.
That is the theory, I believe.
Yeah. Lyon was first off the ice at morning skate today.
Bob gets hot. That's
we overthinking this. They overthinking this.
No, it's Bob.
No, it has to be Bob.
It's got
to
be Bob, right?
But why would Lyon be the first one off the ice?
That happened for the Devils.
He might have awesome.
He might have had to
that's
poop.
That's true, right?
That's get Toronto media going. That's all that.
Sometimes
all
right. Gamesmanship, Brucey. Who was it? Vanacek was first off the ice yesterday, and Schmidt ended up starting. So.
Wait, and he was awesome. Actually,
unbelievable.
Igor was awesome early, too.
Schmidt was unbelievable. Yeah.
No, it's
just
true.
The lifeless, dead, soulless New York Rangers.
I was told.
Yeah, boy, did you guys roll over.
So let me guess.
I was told Patty Kane was taking him to the cup.
He did play. He at least looked good last night. He looked like he was the only one who was fucking skating for the Rangers last night.
Into turn.
Let me guess. You're taking the Panthers then? Or
no, Leafs for sure tonight. I love Toronto tonight.
I can't tell if he's being sarcastic or not.
He is. He said it this morning. Now as the day has gone on, a little bit of bitterness has crept into what he's saying. But he is.
No, Florida off of game 7, tired, Toronto fresh. I love the Maple Leafs tonight.
Rupper, what say you tonight?
I feel like he's trying to throw a little.
Yeah, he is.
He wouldn't do that.
Little gamesmanship from
God. He wouldn't do that to the Hammer Down listeners, right?
No, that's true. I didn't think about it that way.
Well, he would. We have.
No, I don't do that. No. That's your guys' fucking.
Yeah, I would absolutely do that. Gumps is too respectable to do that.
I'm going to say we've got. I'm going to go Toronto as well. Really teetering on it.
Series?
Yeah, I got Toronto in the series, but I think Toronto in game 1, I think there's a lot of emotion for what just happened. And I think that is where there's a little bit of a letdown.
Here's the play, though. Toronto wins tonight. I would sprinkle on Panthers to win the series because you're going to get them at a very, very good number.
Yeah.
There you will. A ton. Like,
fair play.
But I guess it doesn't matter. Does it matter how, like, say Toronto 4-1 tonight? Does that matter?
No.
For the series? No, right?
No.
We've seen that it doesn't matter.
No, I don't think that matters.
I feel like game 1, score of game 1 almost never has an influence or impact on the rest of the series.
6.5 is a high total for the playoffs.
Yeah. I'm going to go Toronto. I'm going to go Toronto in 60 minutes.
Okay.
125.
Damn. Yeah, that's what I'm on too.
Okay.
I'll keep rolling with the Cats.
Give me okay.
+1.5, maybe a low scoring going under the 6.5. Maybe smoke
too. Now, was it an ironic of me to be on the Cats a lot last series? It was.
Meow.
Ironic. What a fucking spin, dude.
You got to be conflicted here.
I'm not taking anything in this one, though.
Oh, interesting.
What?
You had them last year?
Your Leafs?
I took them when the Celtics didn't close out the Hawks. I said the Bees aren't closing out Florida the next night either. So that was the thing. Call just failed with company. So I had him in that one game. I didn't take him in the final game. No. That wasn't me. And then we have Z back because it is Texas hockey. So
that's not a good sign that the call failed right before he's about to make the pick for Texas hockey.
Lad?
It's a sign.
Yes, sir.
Texas hockey tonight against the...
Yeah. Pavelski might be back tonight, too. That's huge.
So are we doing crack tonight or not?
No, far.
No, not at all.
Why is this over 5.5 +110, and why do I love the over?
Because
the
otter's been standing on his skull.
Fair.
Yeah, Rupper could probably speak more to it, but Dallas is a very good defensive team. Although Seattle, I feel like, has offense out the ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, are the Avalanche bad at defense? Good in the
playoffs, too.
Yeah, I mean, the Dallas is pretty well structured, though. Good D, probably the best goalie left in the playoffs. So, I could see it being a low scoring one. I want to ask you this, though. Like, did you guys talk about the coin not touching the Stars this round? That was an issue last round, wasn't it?
It was an issue last round.
We're not.
We might get a pick 'em in Seattle.
Line will never be close enough.
The point is the line has to be.
Yeah.
Close Nick, enough Nick to a pick
off. So you're saying it's not going to be close enough to use it.
That's what he thinks. We don't know. We don't know that.
At the crack house.
So it wasn't you being a dick.
No, it was a 110-110 game.
Oh.
No, it was bullshit.
Because he was playing it off like you did him dirty.
He doesn't like when I put his team into the mixer. Although I've done it to the Penguins. I've done it to plenty of other.
On the playoffs.
Well.
They weren't in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not my fault. If the Penguins are in the fucking playoffs, there'd be no coin flip.
If it's a 110-110 game.
Bullshit.
And I don't have a great feel for it.
Yeah, it's all about field. So is everyone on the Stars side?
Yeah, the thing I don't know about is regulation because I feel like this one has potential for overtime.
I would agree with that.
Okay. Otter's the only goalie left in the playoffs who was like, an actual number one when the series started,
yes.
Or when the season started.
So
Samsonov wasn't, Schmid wasn't.
I'll just lay it with
Lion.
Texas hockey money line.
Okay, that's fair. I don't think there's anything wrong.
Texas hockey.
Series Texas hockey.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And I will parlay tonight Leafs and Texas hockey.
Since we have
the Gump special.
Since we have you here today, Rupper, I'm going to ask you, who do you like in the other series, Devils, Canes, and Oils, Knights?
I'm gonna say like Carolina.
Okay.
Are you talking series or are you talking game
series?
Series. Series. Carolina in that series. And what was the other one again?
Edmonton, Vegas.
Edmonton, Vegas.
Rupper?
What's that?
You don't think the Canes are going to run out of gas?
They are they're a really good team. Yeah. I don't know.
Jackie
the Devils. Hughes. What I saw from the Devils, though, I mean, it's if they keep that up, I don't know if anyone's going to beat them.
Jackie Hughes was skating 1,000 miles per hour last.
He was. He was flying. He was a little pissed off too. See him slamming a stick around.
I like
that little feistiness.
Also, the fall, like the pure.
That was the best
fall.
Thing. I've Yeah, that was Twice. The best.
It's also hysterical that the Golden Knights won the West. But the Oilers are -152 to win that series.
Yeah. So for me, that series is going to come down to goaltending, I think.
Boom.
And
well, I heard you guys had a guy on who's
luckily for Vegas, Gary Lawless told us that they got the second coming of Carey Price.
Oh, and Laurent Bersois?
Yeah. How long ago was that? 3-4 weeks ago, Gary was on 3 weeks
yeah.
ago.
He's been holding on. He talked about it for half an hour.
I found it more interesting that he said that Jonathan Quick, which we all thought was such a cool story, he's like, oh, he's not really a part of things.
I thought he'd be starting.
He's like basically like a insurance policy.
He's
not even backup.
Dude. Yeah. So I'm going to go Edmonton in that series.
I like Edmonton there too.
Does McJesus struggle against the Knights or something? I read that somewhere, Rupper. Is that true?
I don't know. Honestly, I haven't seen him really struggle against anybody. That's so I don't. I don't know, maybe he only gets two points instead of four. But even I think the bigger story is even Leon Draisaitl is all world right now. So I mean, that's what you get. Maybe you can keep tabs on Connor, and next you know, Leon is the best player in the world. So
yeah, that's tough. That's the thing to look for then. Player props on Draisaitl instead of Connor. And then, like you mentioned, Devils, Hurricanes, Canes are banged up, but it's all injuries to their offense, which isn't their strong suit anyways. Their defensive core is intact. Their goaltending is fine. So, having said that, I will tip the Devils. I like the speed. They got to keep it up.
Okay. Yeah. And fucking Devils, dog.
I'll let Hockey Talk out here on who's going to lift Florida.
I said
Maple Leafs are the favorite.
I said from the beginning that it would be Bees and Texas Hockey. Now that the Bees are gone, I still think Texas Hockey is a great chance to get there. And if they get there, I think they can beat anybody in the East that gets there. And I would really like to see Toronto get there because I would like to see that battle go on for Gumps. I would love to see the Leafs and Texas Hockey go at it.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, fellas, like if it's a Toronto final, remember that little stupid video I put out at the beginning of the year? I might get murdered in Toronto.
Little stupid video. That thing almost had a million views. It had a million views.
It had like 5 million views. It was like, no, my point being is like, I don't know. All these people are like, well, they went, you know, whatever. I would love to see Toronto there. I think it's good for the game. But I wish I could give a different answer just to give something a different flavor. But I think Dallas. Dallas is the team I want to go. And I think that they've got a lot of things checked off in that Western Conference. So I think
they check the box at all three levels, offense, defense.
Everything.
Everyone else kind of has a little bit.
Team does.
Exactly.
Right?
Right. Like, I think there's three teams that are live. I think it's the Oilers, the Devils, and the Stars.
Okay.
Damn. Devils at +550 to win the cup is a good number.
Jeez.
Stars are right behind them. Tomorrow night, 8 o'clock.
Sir.
Linda.
Linda will join us at midnight, followed by AQ and Barry Melrose. They bring in the graveyard shift with us.
There we go. Let's go.
Yeah.
Been said on this show every
Wednesday. Anybody else? Basically, if you guys have promoted a guest and they didn't come on, we just joke that they're going to come on every single week now.
We have had a few, right?
Yeah.
I've learned. Don't teasers aren't worth it.
No.
Teasers end up being, you know.
When they're on, they're on.
Yeah. You'll see when you come on. Because we were supposed to have Timo Meier, too. And he got knocked out last game. Yeah. So you know, it would have been nice to have him while he was playing. But
true,
what are your thoughts on that? Upper?
What's that?
What are your thoughts on that hit? Fine.
I thought it was fine. Yeah. I mean, what the rules are. I just don't know. I don't know how when a player skates in a prone position, and your head's forward. I mean, he's going straight through the body. I get it. Yeah. He hit him square in the head, and that was the principal point of contact. All those things, but then you can't hit
until they make. A hit to the head, a penalty, like just straight up. If you make contact with the head, like international rules, until they do that, if they do that, then
in all fairness, if Timo Meier continued to skate like that, he would have run his head into the glass and fell down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's reckless the way he was playing.
You went to three guys.
Yeah, I think they got the right call. I don't like seeing it, man. I don't like seeing guys getting dinged up like that, but hopefully he's okay because he's a big piece. And he hasn't even come out yet, right? Like, he hasn't even gotten a goal yet. He's like that big free agency piece at the that deadline piece that hasn't really panned out. So maybe in round two.
That was an absolute car crash.
It was.
Yeah, if it was anybody other than Troop,
I know.
Upset about it.
I mean, but yeah. That was cleaner than the Crosby one.
Yes.
For sure. 100%.
Because I saw people saying, oh, he elbowed him. He didn't jump. He didn't elbow him. He had his arm tucked.
He's had some
straight up shoulder right
borderline
his face
slash dirty ones the last couple of years. This was not one of them.
Do you think there's an element of like Shesterkin gets knocked over, takes a spill right before that? Do they just send Trouba off the bench like, hey, just go kill somebody?
No, I don't think so. I think he's...
Igor actually did get wiped out pretty good.
He did. I was joking with these guys. I was like, oh, man, I looked up. I heard them say it. I was looking at my phone, and I heard them say, oh, collision. I looked up, and I saw Igor. I'm like, this guy's always fucking late on the ice.
That's what.
Get up. But then I saw the replay. I was like, oh, he did get hit, but
he is notorious for
laying
there for just a little extra while.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, boys. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Tom. Good luck, boys.
Go, boys.
Good luck.
Hey, baby,
thanks, fellas.
Tomorrow night.
Show everybody your hat, Rupper.
Oh, it's a sweet hat.
Oh, your North Stars hat?
Yeah. Couldn't wear it when I had the green screen up.
Yeah.
It looks nice on my...
That's sweet fucking hat. We were admiring the hat earlier today, lad.
Good cap.
I know, right? Thank you, Rupper. Thank you, Nick. No, you're good. Go ahead. We can cut to Bruce. Boom.
Boom.
There it is. Nailed it. Okay. Love starting fucking hammer down with a little
hot. Yeah, that was awesome. Real show today.
Real show today.
Yeah, we're doing something today.
How did we do, since we didn't do it yet, how did we do last night? Did I take the Nuggets? I can't remember.
I can't remember. I kind of
got
caught up in that.
My FanDuel account says I took them, but on the show I remember
you walked it back. Yeah, Gump, you took the Suns, as did I.
I took the Suns.
Yeah. I marked out. They have no bench. Tough to win.
Sixers, though.
There were some guys trotting out there last night that I have not
before. I mean, you look at most of the teams that are having success, right, aren't those teams that traded their whole barn for a superstar.
Also, if Caldwell Pope isn't missing from three, I don't see anybody beating the Nuggets.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome to watch, honestly.
They won. Jamal Murray was 0-9.
That was brutal.
Dude, they were like, Caldwell Pope was like 4-4 from three. The rest of the team was like 3-23.
Yeah. KCP's fucking dope.
It was him and fucking, Jesus.
Jesus.
It was him and Jesus.
Come on.
All right.
No, but they did. They gave up a lot to get fucking Kevin Durant, and they basically did give up their whole bench. These teams that are playing well in the playoffs, they actually all have really deep fucking benches. Every single fucking one of them that's still left has a good bench other than the Suns, which that actually did kind of come to light last night for me personally. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, okay, it's Kevin Durant. He's not going to go down 0-2. Devin Booker's going to go off, and that... I mean, they didn't play bad, but I mean...
Yeah, no, they played fine.
There's no fucking supporting cast. Like, DeAndre Ayton is not a superstar. He's not playing he's playing for a max deal at all. So, I mean, I don't really know what to think of the Suns.
He needs to.
I will say Dog Dad Life. For the listeners that don't know, I'm a recent new dog dad. It's tough with the 10 o'clocks because this dog will just stare at the TV and then I feel bad.
What do you mean?
Like she watches television.
Okay, so what do you feel bad about?
What's like the issue?
She's tired. I know she's tired. I know she wants to go to sleep. But she's just staring.
She's got a fucking live bet going.
She's staring.
She'll go to sleep.
I think she likes hockey, so that was fun.
She'll be all right.
She enjoyed the game. I didn't.
Hockey. Dump and I were on the Devils. You were on the Rags.
I lost about $750.
Baseball, the Nats first 5+0.5 was a bad bet.
Okay. Yeah, you walked into that one.
The Astros money line came home. Bruce, you had a couple winners, right?
I don't know, honestly.
Yanks covered first 5, then lost the game. It was beautiful.
Love when that happens.
Sox lost the first 5 and then won the game.
Oh, the Mets won.
That.
Yeah, I know you had a couple.
Blue Jays lost. Did the Giants hold on first 5?
No.
They tied first five.
Cubbies and Yanks made it. Oh, Dodgers was a wash. They smacked the
field. Yeah. So I went 2-1.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
Sweet.
NBA tonight. Heat, Knicks. 6 is the line. I got nothing in that one.
Yeah. Rat line from open with the -7. Now with the move to 6. Obviously, it only feels rattier than it did at open. So Jalen, the reason for the point move, Jalen Brunson was also listed as questionable. Julius Randle is questionable, but I'm optimistic tonight. I truly am. I think both guys are going. Jimmy Butler also questionable, but he was at shoot around. He's going to go, but with Bam Adebayo and Jimmy Butler both banged up, you have to think that at some point the Heat are going to maybe subconsciously be content with the split and hopefully roll over a bit here. My favorite play is Brunson 20 plus with the Knicks money line. That gets it to -140. Pretty cheap on the Brunson 20 plus. I mean, it's -300, so not that cheap, but you get it. It is -1,000. So that's my angle. I'm excited though. I think that the Knicks even the series up in a big way.
Okay. Anyone else got anything in that game?
Throw Knicks and Warriors money line parlay +110.
Okay.
Fair play.
I'm going with the points and the Heat. After I've just been watching Jimmy Butler this whole fucking playoffs, and the game's close at the end of the game, you might as well just throw. Honestly, if the game's not close, they're down 12. Throw Heat money line because there's a really good chance that they can come back and fucking win. That's what they've been doing this whole time. So I'm just taking the points. I don't know how you can look at 6 with the Heat and say, okay, yeah.
It's true. I don't know.
6 is just too many points.
The line's absurd. They're
going to win, but I'm taking the 6.
I mean, what were you getting in the last round? It was like Heat +11. Like, the 12. Disrespect with the Heat is absurd.
It is. You know what else was absurd? Or actually, I found it hilarious. The turnover to Maxi last night was...
That was banana land. What are they doing, dude? Taysom doesn't want the ball. Jaylen Brown doesn't want the ball. Brogdon just throwing it away. Like, how does that fucking happen? You're
Jason Tatum. How do you not take control of that fucking... Like, that's the situation that you take control of. You're the fucking superstar of the fucking team. You're supposed to be the superstar of the league coming forward.
That was a good time.
Bunch of cats, no dogs, bro.
That shit.
And they'll still win the series.
And then the Lakers are going to Golden State. The line is 5 there.
God,
I think it's too much. I'm actually going to be on the Lakers tonight.
Yeah, I mean, Tony, I took the 5 with you. I'm going to be fucking sweating this thing out profusely. I mean, the Lakers just, as long as they split it at Golden State, game one's probably their best chance to win right now. I don't know who they're going to have throwing at, who they're going to throw at Curry, probably Vanderbilt, but I don't see them being able to guard Anthony Davis at all. And then if you're going to guard Anthony Davis with two guys, what the fuck's LeBron going to do? So I think, really, I think this is a good matchup for the Lakers, and I actually kind of think they're going to fucking win. But I'm taking the 5.
Okay.
I like the Warriors. I'm with you, Gump, leaning with the Knicks-Warriors money line parlay, but I will lay the 5. I just think they're going to be too much for the Lakers that were, you know, brought to the brink by freaking Dylan Brooks and the Funky Bunch over there, banged up John Morant.
Fucking 35?
Yeah, no, you're right.
45, actually?
And then in the player prop market, I still love the Austin Reeves over 1.5 3-pointers.
Like, that's just my favorite bet of the entire fucking
playoff. Yeah, it's
that's
just
Ben clipping.
They need to go to 2.5 with that line.
No. Keep that shit at 1.5.
Yeah. I mean, it's -130. It's like, okay, give it to me every time. He might go 1. The problem is if he goes like 1-for-4, he probably stops shooting.
No, he'll take 2 at the end of the game. He always does it. It's fucking awesome.
All right. Cool.
Okay.
I'll be sleeping.
Yeah. It's going to be late.
Okay. A lot of baseball games. What say you want to do?
Go on.
You want to do some baseball games? Hey, you want to do some baseball games?
Go on.
Yes.
Go on.
I heard your first go on.
Go on.
Atlanta's in Miami. On. Bryce Elder versus Sandy Alcantara. Alcantara. Alcantara.
Alcantara.
Alcantara.
Alcantara.
Marlins winners of 4 straight.
Yeah, I'm okay here. I'm going to stay away.
Give me the Braves first 5.5.
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm not
against Alcantara.
Alcantara. What Percy Bruce?
I'm not in the Elder business, but I'm not in the Marlins business either. So I'm out.
Okay.
Nice. Welcome to the business.
Mets are at Detroit. Lucchese versus Lorenzen. I'm good.
Mets first five money line.
Yep. I'm with you there.
Okay. Buccos are in Tampa. Ronzi's going against Javi Greta. Pirates first five plus half.
Holy shit.
Who's pitching for the Rays?
Fucking Javi Greta.
Okay. Javi's a bit of a dog.
Is he an opener?
Yeah, he is an opener. Yeah. He is an opener.
Christ.
He's an opener who, you know, yeah, he's...
Give me the Rays.
He's got some good openers, but he went 1 2/3 and gave up 5 his last
start. He's an opener.
He'll give you 1.
And a half, maybe.
Maybe a half. You're going Rays?
I'm going Rays, yeah.
Yeah, you keep fucking riding that bus. Yeah.
Not a bad bus.
I'm at the bus. No. I'm at the bus stop looking for a ride.
That's not the one I'm talking about. He took the Dodgers against the Buccos, and they took 2-1 in the series.
Yeah, but, you know, it's tough to keep those good vibes rolling at the Trop.
No.
Yeah, tough barn.
Wait, Tony, I missed that. Did we get a pitcher announced for the Buccos?
Yeah, Ronzi, baby.
Oh. Ronzi.
Ronzi.
Cubs are at
Ronzi.
The Nats, I'm good on that one.
Cubs first five money line.
Okay. Guardians are in New York. Fucking BB's a dog. So is Garrett Cole. Under first five, under 3.5.
Yeah, I'm good on this one.
Yanks money line full.
Oh, okay. Twins are in Chicago. Joe Ryan versus Kopech. You could do what you want. I'll lay the 170 for the Twins full game. White Sox have the worst bullpen in baseball right now.
I'll take Twins first five money line.
Yeah, I've learned my lesson with Joe Ryan. The laying it's the only way.
Kopech has not been great either. Toronto at Boston. Kikuchi, it's actually not been bad. Tanner Houck, not been bad either. I'm good, though.
Give me the Sox first five plus a half.
Okay.
Yeah, when the overs start hitting Fenway, it's a scary sight.
There's some professional at-bats happening in that ballpark right now.
Another one I really enjoy, Baltimore at KC. I'm going to lay, what am I going to lay? 160 with Baltimore full game. Tyler Wells has been good.
Full piece. I'll go Orioles first five money line.
Okay.
I'm with you, Tony, on the full piece.
Yep. Ooh, Angels are in St. Louis. Sandoval goes against our old friend Steven Matzy. I like the Angels first five plus a half here.
Yeah, I'm with you. Matz is dealing with a 6 ERA. It has not been pretty, my friend.
No, it has not. You going against your old friend Matzy or what?
No, I mean Sandoval.
Bruce is the biggest Matz guy on
the show.
Sandoval has a 4 ERA on the road. Shohei Ohtani will not be playing after pitching. Wednesday, ahead of him pitching Wednesday, rather.
Okay.
So I
are you on Matt?
Cardinals. Yeah, I'm on the Cardinals.
Okay, wow. D-backs are in Texas. Zach Gallen versus John Gray. Zach Gallen's been real good. That's why I'm going to take him first five money line, D-backs.
Call me crazy. Give me the Rangers first five plus a half.
Yeah, call me crazy. Give me the Rangers full game plus 1.5.
Oh, we're all over the place on that one. Giants are in Houston. Desclafani versus Hunter Brown. I didn't want to lay that big of a price with Hunter Brown.
No, both these pitchers have been really good. I'm out.
Milwaukee's at Colorado. Freddie Peralta versus Ryan Feltner. I believe Freddie's been bad on the road, so I'm going to stay away.
Give me Brewers first five money line.
Huh? Seattle is in Oakland. Bryce Miller versus Mason Miller. Fun fact, they're brothers.
Really?
No, I don't know. I just said that.
We're the Millers.
I'm going to stay away.
Yeah, we are the Millers.
I'm going to stay away from that one.
This Miller for the Mariners hasn't started a game?
I don't believe so.
He has not, no.
Still feel like Mariners first five at minus 120.
All right.
Too short.
Yep.
You on that too?
Yep.
Since he's in San Diego, Graham Ashcraft versus Waka Waka.
Waka Waka.
I'll take the Reds first five plus a half.
That is the side. Walk has been bad, but I'm out.
Okay. And then the last game of the night, Philly in L.A., Matt Strom It's been really, really good versus Urias. I'll take Philly's first five plus a half.
Dodgers first five money.
Oh!
No play for me. I'm a little scared of Stroman Noodle.
Stroman Noodle's been fucking pitching real well.
Yes,
what's he throw, like two innings?
Oh, here we go.
No, he's a reliever for the Red Sox last year. I'm wondering.
He's gone 5 1/3 his last two.
Holy shit.
Yeah, Strom. You get out of that organization, you start doing things, you know?
Yeah. Really figure it out with the Phillies.
Tight leash up in Boston.
Arsenal's up.
Three dick.
Or do we want to roll through or no?
No,
you're good.
That's a lot of picks. Yeah, Arsenal's up. Good on you for that one. We got any footy tomorrow?
Yep, I got Fiorentina money line, Villarreal draw no bet, Inter Milan money line, and Lazio money line, and Roma draw no bet.
Okay,
big week of footy this week.
There it is.
There is a. There is a night of gambling tonight.
Come on, Texas hockey. We need a hot start here.
Come on, Texas hockey.
Gotta have it. Gotta have game.
Come on.
Who's left? Just who's left with teams in the office? Me and Ty?
For hockey?
Yeah.
No.
It's got the Leafs.
No, you can't hop. You can't hop.
Leafs, I can hop. I never had
a hockey team. I'd be like Nick claiming Texas hockey. You can't hop.
I can hop. I've never had a hockey team. Go Leafs.
You were the Avalanche. Don't be a Mark.
Go Leafs, go.
You were the Avalanche.
Leafs, Mark.
I did get voted an Avs fan. I will always be an Avs fan.
All right.
Go Leafs, go.
Thank you to Rupper and Nikki Skates for Hockey Talk. Thank you to you guys. Thank you to you, Gumpy.
Hell yeah.
Happy birthday to Pat.
Happy birthday to Pat.
Hey. Baby Pat.
All right. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Ah.